This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 177 of Shutters Inc. My apologies for the extended delay. I will run through all of the reasons why it has been such a lengthy delay. But I would just like to announce, this is the first voice track that I have recorded in the new house. We've been here a month. Finally got the microphone out. Just to wind back the clock, the last episode we did would have been early March, at a guess, and I say that because I haven't actually looked it up, but I do remember that there were 3 weeks that went by after we recorded our last episode, but before I had to pull my studio apart at the old house, and it was just 3 weeks where Shelton and I just could not coordinate on a time to record together. You know, it was just one of those things. So that was the reasoning for that first 3 week break. Then, of course, there was the fact that I moved house, and I had to start pulling the studio apart. I left it until a week before we moved. Much to Kath's chagrin, she would have preferred me to get started on it a lot sooner. But anyway, so there was the week prior to us moving, and then after we moved, there were just too many things that had to be done before I got around to setting the studio back up. So it ended up being about 2.5 weeks, I suppose. Oh no, it was a week and a half before I got around to starting to put the studio back together, and it was probably 2.5 weeks before it was functional, so that would have been a week and a half ago. Am I losing track of dates? I must be. We must be getting close to 5 weeks in this house. Oh my god. Time flies when you're having fun, people. But anyway, basically there was this period of couple of weeks, 3 weeks, where, you know, I really hadn't got this room set up the way I wanted it and to a point where it was ready to record. When I did, we got the internet connected here, and we found that the internet was fine all the while I had the ADSL modem out in the kitchen. But of course, that wasn't helpful for me because I need the modem here in the office so that Shelton and I could do our Skype calls. And when we moved the modem here into the office, we found that the speed of the internet suddenly crawled right down. It just went ridiculously slow. Instead of getting the 8 megabits per second that we were supposed to be getting, we were getting 0.53 or something. It was like a 16th of where it should have been. So slow to the point where we just couldn't have done a Skype call over that connection. If we had, it probably would have, you know, dropped out. There would have been lags, and there would have been that funny metallic sound you get when there's not enough bandwidth for the data to get through. Yeah, you've probably heard it before. And of course, then we had the little event that occurred last weekend, which was Shelton and Natasha's wedding.
Tash and Shelton, I am duly authorised by law to solemnise marriages according to law.
Which I'm assuming most of you knew about, but I'm guessing there were probably a few people who weren't aware. And yes, we are talking about the very same Natasha Humble, whom Shelton has used as a model on many of his workshops. Shelton and Tash met a couple of years back, and I'm not going to tell the story. He can tell that in his own time when he's here. Right now, he and Tash are off on their honeymoon in America, having a whale of a time, no doubt, running workshops of all things. That's the honeymoon for a couple of photographers, isn't it? Last weekend, I went down to Melbourne for their wedding, and it was a nice sized group. It was probably, I didn't count them, but I guess probably 70 or 80 people there, I suppose, at the Woolshed Pub at Docklands in Melbourne. And it was just a really, really nice day, you know. I mean, weather all over the shop, but then that's typical for Melbourne. But it was a great day. Everyone had a really good time. And I took the little portable recorder with me, and I recorded some actuality from the day and had a chat with Shelton and Natasha after the event. And so I'll play you a little bit of that a little bit later. Couple of things I wanted to mention. I guess maybe it's blowing my own horn a little bit, but I just wanted to share them with you because I'm excited about them. You will recall that back in December, just before Christmas, I went off and did this 3-day photo shoot with Paul Mercurio, an Australian actor and celebrity chef. And one of the writers who was accompanying that road trip, a lady called Mary, she was writing for a magazine called The Open Road, which is a members-only magazine for an organization called the NRMA, the National Roads and Motoring Association, which is kind of a bit of a misnomer because it's actually New South Wales only. It's not national by any stretch of the imagination. But The Open Road is their magazine, and Mary's article came out this month, and they had about 7 or 8 photos of mine in the article. So I was very excited about that. It's the first time I've been published. I'll put a link in the show notes to the electronic version on their website where you can skip through to page 66 and 67, and you can see my photographs laid out across a double page spread. So I'm pretty excited about that. I still haven't actually seen a hard copy of it myself, but looking forward to getting hold of a copy. And then some extra news, which I didn't know about at the time that I was planning this podcast, but only came through 2 days ago, was an email advising me that one of the 2 photographs that I had entered into the 2011 Epson International Photographic Pano Awards for panorama photographs was awarded a bronze. So I was very, very happy about that too. So it's kind of been a great week to hear that I'm finally a published photographer, and also that I've picked up a bronze award in this Epson International Photographic Pano Awards. So yeah, been a lot of fun. And on top of all that, you know, going down to Melbourne for Shelton and Tasha's wedding. So yeah, photographically, I don't think there's much else to say. I have to admit, because of the move, I've barely touched my camera in the last couple of months. It was nice to take a few snaps while I was down at Melbourne. But I guess that's about it. But I just kind of wanted to bring you up to speed on why it's been such a long break and why we still haven't got Shelton here to do a podcast. It's because he and Natasha are off in America, enjoying themselves, no doubt, running workshops and having a general whale of a time. They're away for 3 weeks, which means they should be back around the end of May. And then I'm not sure what Shelton has planned for the month of June, but I do know that PMA is coming up once again in Sydney this year, and that's at the end of June. I don't have the dates with me right at this moment, but I will put them in the show notes. And so obviously CPW will be coming up and running their, you know, their workshop stand at PMA here in Sydney. So Shelton will be up here for that, and no doubt Tash will be with him, and Glenn will be here, and all the usual suspects. So so hopefully somewhere in the beginning of June we will actually get a real podcast back together with Shelton on board and sharing some of his extensive knowledge and wisdom with us once again. So again, my apologies for the delay, and I haven't really thought of any creative way to present the actuality that I recorded at the wedding on Sunday. So I'm just going to grab various bits and pieces out of what I've recorded and just fade them in and out, and just to give you a snapshot, just to give you a little bit of an idea of how the day was, and and some of the, well, I guess a lot of the fun and hilarity might have been visual, so whether it'll translate or not, I don't know. But anyway, so I will leave you with some actuality from Shelton and Natasha's wedding. And if you are one of our American listeners, you may even have the chance to hook up with them in the next 3 weeks. I don't know exactly where they're going. I know they were doing New York, then Pennsylvania. I think Vegas and then back to LA and then home from LA. I think that's roughly the itinerary, but I don't know for sure. I'm sure it's all on the CPW website, or Shelton will have blogged it or something. But anyway, so I shall leave you with some actuality from the wedding, and when I get the chance, I will record again, and hopefully it'll be with Shelton. So until then, take care.
Shelton, will you take Tash to be your wife? Will you love and respect her, be honest with her, and stand by her through whatever may come, so you may genuinely share your life together?
I will.
And Tash, will you take Shelton to be your husband? Will you love and respect him, be honest with him, stand by him through whatever may come, so you can genuinely share your life together?
I will.
I call upon the persons here present to witness that I, Shelton Muller, take you, Natasha Susan Humble, as my lawful wedded wife. I choose to share our life together openly. I promise to honor and care for you and to respect your individuality. I will love you through good times and bad. I will promise to always love the child in your soul, the joy in your heart, and the light in your eyes. I promise to laugh with you, love with you, and live with you through the good times and the challenges. I will not let go of your hands unless it is to touch your pretty face. I will love you always.
I call upon the persons here present to witness that I, Natasha Suzanne Humble, take you, Shelton Muller, as my lawful wedded husband. I pledge to share our lives together openly, and I promise to honour and care for you and respect your individuality. I will love you through good times and bad. I will support you always and be grateful every day for the love you give to both me and my daughter Annabelle. And I promise to always walk in the rain with you, to smile in the sun with you, and to sing every day with you in harmony. And I promise to always be your best friend, your tower of strength, your devoted wife, mother, and girlfriend for the rest of our lives together.
It is therefore my pleasant duty, on behalf of Caroline, myself, as well as all your family and friends, to declare that you, Shelton Muller, and you, Tash Humble, are now husband and wife. You may seal your marriage with a kiss.
Keep going.
Did you have a question?
No, I came over with a recorder in hand to just get a comment from you.
Oh, okay.
For the podcast.
Oh.
Given that this is your day of your wedding. How are you
Hello
feeling?
Hello there in podcast land. Are you recording now? Are you recording now?
You recorded the whole thing. Yes.
All those secret conversations.
Are you serious?
Now, you see, it's illegal to do that, you know, don't you?
No, because I just told you.
A comment. What kind of comment are you looking for?
I don't know.
How do I
feel?
Have
you had a good day?
Had a beautiful day. How do I feel? Elated. Profoundly touched by how beautiful my wife's vows were.
Yes.
How beautiful she looks today.
I assume you guys each wrote your own vows.
We wrote the second half. Yeah. Maren wrote the first half and we wrote the second half.
No, I actually copied and pasted from Google. I ran out of time. They just seemed heartfelt and I ran with it.
We did write the second half because the first half
were lovely.
Was Maren's. Yeah, thank
lovely.
You. Thank you. We both secretly sent off an email to Maren saying the things that we wanted to say at 7:30 this morning.
basically.
And we'd been up for an hour and a half by then. But yeah, our ceremony was special. I really believe that. And, you know, Tasha's words were so sincere. And the way she looked at me, I said to Tash once, I said, if she looks at me once like that for just a few seconds every day, I'll be the happiest man in the world.
Absolutely.
That I love
amazing,
you too.
Isn't he?
You sounded like you were on the verge of tears trying to deliver your
on
vows.
On the verge of tears. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, here I am standing across from the most amazing man I've ever met in the whole world, and he loves me. And now's the time that I can celebrate my love for him
in front of all my friends and family. Yeah, how could you not be on the verge of tears? He was looking at me with love in his eyes, and it was just so emotional and overwhelming. It was amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, just so lucky.
That's how I felt, my love. That's exactly how I felt. So I don't know what to say for our podcast listeners other than how happy I am with this beautiful girl.
That's great. That is
See, everybody
really
tells me that I'm...
See,
I'm
I don't know how much of our audience was aware.
No, that I was marrying.
And if you don't want me to publish this, I won't.
No, it's fine. Go right ahead. Okay, yeah, cool. It's fine.
Just cut out the Google paste thing.
No. No. You haven't had enough conversations with Sheldon. I don't cut things out.
You see, everybody's been saying to me today, you know, and I know the comments have been going around, you know, about how beautiful Tash is and how I'm seriously punching above my weight. That's all right, because you know what? I am. You know, she's too beautiful for me, but she loves me and she married me. And
I adore you.
I couldn't be happier for you, huh?
Thanks, mate. Thanks,
I really
Bruce.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked.
Yeah.
For both of you.
Thanks, man. Thank you. And you know,
thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I wouldn't have had it any other
Thanks
way.
For coming
I
down.
So appreciate
Good
you coming much. Down. I really, all the way from Sydney, like so many, you know, a few others have done. And you know, I really appreciate, you know, that. And thanks for being our last minute MC too.
Oh,
dude.
No,
you know, me
no
as
problems.
Organized as ever. But that's
why this morning without ours. Yeah.
That's why we decided deliberately, you know, to keep the wedding simple. Because the more formalities, the more you introduce, the more you have to organize. And neither my love nor I are really good at organization. So you know, we kept it. We're just keeping it simple. But this venue has been, you know, such.
These guys have been great.
Please give them a plug.
Yeah, Woolshed Pub.
The Woolshed Pub in Docklands. They are absolutely fantastic.
Food's been fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, the what they have done for us above and beyond. I could make a list that would blow your mind.
Yeah, right.
So if you're thinking about having a function,
yeah,
head down to the Woolshed Pub in Docklands. Speak to Lee Cleal. He's amazing.
Lee was great. Yeah, Lee was really good. He was really down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier on, I was looking for an extension cable because there wasn't one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he went, we don't actually have any. He said, but we have got some here that were left over by the AV company. So he said, I really need to get it back because it's not ours.
Oh.
But, sweet, no worries.
But he gave them to you.
Who does that?
Yeah, he was really good.
No, he's really put himself above and beyond, and we can't believe what he has supplied. So many things for us, and I can't go into the details because, of course, everyone will expect it.
Sure.
But let me just say that what they did for us, simply because their hearts were in it, were was above and beyond, and we've just been really happy. So today has been wonderful for us.
Oh, the food's amazing too.
And our friends have been so good to us and helped us in so many areas. And you know, it's great to be able to just walk up to a person like yourself, Mikey and Richard and so many others, and just ask for a favor and know that you're going to get it.
Yep.
Know that it will be, oh, of course, you know. And that to me has been really, really special. I'll be mentioning Mikey a lot in my speech, but he has been...
A godsend.
He has been just... you know, I don't think the man knows the meaning of fair weather friend. He could never be.
Right.
He has just been unbelievable. Just so beautiful.
Beautiful heart.
And anything I've asked him to do, no matter whether he had six other things on at the time, he's done it.
Yeah, right.
And without him, we just couldn't have had, so, you know, we couldn't have done this.
Yay, Mikey.
Oh, yeah. Go, Mikey.
Mikey.
Yeah, so it's been, our friends have really come to the fore for us. Everything being, you know, arranged at the last minute like it was, and it's, you know, it really is quite amazing, and I'm very touched at heart, you know, as to the love that's been shown the two of us by the people here, and it's really been quite wonderful. So what more can I say other than thank you to everybody, how much I love this
And you're
this
off for a three-week honeymoon in the States?
Yes. It's a working honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
We have workshops to run.
Right. Of course you do.
In Pennsylvania and excuse me,
so
Los Angeles.
Are you back in your modelling shoes or are you in your photographer shoes?
I'm in the photographer shoes.
Oh, the models don't turn up. You can trust I'll be getting her into another dress. But,
I'm actually bringing this wedding dress along to you.
Cool.
Yeah, but, yeah, why not? Cool. Tax write it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep talking, I'm chewing.
Oh, he's so funny.
So we're Pennsylvania and Los Angeles.
Nice.
But there are days in between and after that we just get to hang out.
Awesome.
So I get to tick one of my boxes, and that's to go to Gettysburg, which I've always wanted to do since I was a boy. Yeah. Tash gets to tick a box and going to America.
Always wanted to, lifelong. Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
This man is a dream maker. He makes it happen.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I think just things just come my way for some strange reason, my love. But I'm happy to share it with you.
Aww, he's just beautiful, isn't he?
Shutters Inc. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.